since Pentecost the sum is due, and since I had not much importuned you, nor now I had not, but that I am bound to Persia and want guilders for my voyage, therefore make present satisfaction, or I'll attach you by this officer.
Even just the sum that I do owe to you is growing to me by Antipholus, and in the instant that I met with you, he had of me a chain. At 5 o'clock I shall receive the money for the same. Pleaseth, you walk with me down to his house. I will discharge my bond and thank you too.
That labor may you save. See where he comes.
While I go to the goldsmith's house, go thou and buy a rope's end. Uh-huh. That will I bestow among my wife and her confederates for locking me out of my doors by day.
Oh.
But soft, I see the goldsmith. Get thee gone, buy thou a rope, and bring it home to me.
I buy £1,000 a year, I buy a rope.
A man is well holp up that trusts to you. Hmm? I promised your presence and the chain, but neither chain nor goldsmith came to me. Belike you thought our love would last too long if it were chained together, and therefore came not.
Saving your merry humour, here's the note. How much the chain weighs to the utmost carat, the fineness of the gold and chargeful fashion, which doth amount to 3 odd ducats more than I stand debted to this gentleman. I pray you see him presently discharged, for he is bound to sea and stays but for it.
I am not furnished with the present money. Besides, I have some business in the town. Good senior, take the stranger to my house, and with you take the chain, and bid my wife disperse the sum on the receipt thereof. Perchance I will be there as soon as you.
Then you will bring the chain to her yourself.
No, bear it with you, lest I come not time enough.
Sir, I will. Have you the chain about you?
And if I have not, sir, I hope you have, or else you may return without your money.
Nay, come, I pray you, sir, give me the chain, both wind and tide.